Hi, and good day, dear friends. And today's message is titled Finding Belonging, the Healing Power of Church Community. And it was really just inspired by that beautiful verse in Hebrews 3, verse 13, where it says, But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And we're really just going to be talking today about the importance of being a part of a group of believers and fellowshipping together and attending church together. And I'm just going to be sharing with you guys a very personal thing with regards to me too and my journey about this. So one of the things that is really blocks Christians from attending church, as we all know, as I'm sure we've all experienced, is church hurt. You know, getting hurt by people who misrepresent Jesus or Yeshua, as we call him. And that really just, you know, puts a major damper on, you know, and brings on such big, almost sometimes insurmountable, say for the grace of God, offense that, you know, and hurt and irritation towards a specific body of people that, you know, we just forget, you know, that God's heart is for us to dwell together as one body with one mind, one faith, one belief, one soul, one spirit, and one universal calling that is praising God, lifting up God, and bringing heaven to earth. And yet, through our irritation and our, you know, our hurt towards the church, you know, the hurts, or rather the feelings of annoyance or offense towards the church, that can really just so block us from wanting to fellowship with anybody. And, you know, unfortunately, that, as the saying goes, man wrapped up in himself, it makes a rather nasty parcel. And, you know, from my experience, just being, you know, and having battled with it myself, you know, I mean, I'm no stranger to danger. I'm no stranger, you know, to what I'm talking about, but you know, I am acknowledging that I am learning from it as well, and I have learned from it, and I've forgiven people and I've moved on. But you know what I really just want to share with you guys is my journey with you know, not wanting to go to church, etc., etc., etc. And I just felt the Lord wanted me to share that with you. So long story short, a couple of years back, I really was, and I don't share about these things on social media and whatnot. I just don't. It's between me and God, you know, and everything. And it's not really, unless he leads people into my life to speak, you know, it's just something that I sort out between me and God, you know, regardless of whether it's right or wrong, that's the way it is. But I just remember feeling so alone and, you know, so disenchanted with, you know, sowing into people, you know, being there for them when they've gone through the bad time, etc., etc., etc. And, you know, needless to say, you know, whenever I needed help, you know, not that I was ever expecting any help or whatnot, but whenever I needed help, you know, I was just left to fend for myself, etc., etc., etc. Nobody really wanted anything to do with me. And that really in myself, which I had to deal with by the grace of God, which I had dealt with, brought up feelings of bitterness and sadness and really resentment towards the body of believers. And where I said to myself, you know, if this is the body, you know, and this is the representatives of God, you know, I don't want anything to do with them. Little did I know, you know, that I myself was in this a hypocrite, you know, and I really just came to my knees one day when I was in prayer towards the Lord, dealing with my offense and the hurt and everything. Get it, regardless of whether we are what level spiritual ascent we have, we are all privy to, you know, sometimes falling into the flesh. So for the grace of God, the blood of Jesus washes us and our consciences clean from, you know, washes our consciences clean and rids of us an evil conscience that we may serve God. But with that being said, you know, it was really just such a reminder in my prayer time where I say to Lord, you know what, Lord, I'm so sad because I'm there for people, you know, whenever they need me, you know, my close inner circle, you know, whenever they need me, I'm there. But whenever I need them, nobody seems to be there. And the Lord said to me, he said, it's not love if you expect, do something for somebody else and expect something in return. And he said, I want you to love them and forgive them, because I have loved you and I have forgiven you, you know. And that really just brought to my attention, you know, that it's not my place to so much, you know, judge the lack of others. It's my place to forgive others, you know, because we all have fallen short of the glory of God. And it's just such a big reminder to you guys today. You know, if you feel, you know, like, oh, I don't want anything to do with church, you know, I highly recommend you guys joining it, because, you know, there's a beautiful word in this verse, Hebrews 3 verse 13, called exhort. And in Greek, this word is the word parakaleo, which means to exhort, to encourage, to comfort, or to appeal to. And this is not just the work of the Holy Spirit in us being the parakletos, you know, but being the helper, you know, as mentioned in John 14 verse 26, but it's also the work of, and the benefits that we get of being in a body of believers, a body of believers who exhort us, who encourage us, who comfort us, who provide guidance, you know, Christocentric, Bible-based guidance for us. And really just highlighted to me today, you know, the errors of not being a part of a church, not wanting to go to a church, you know, not wanting to be a part of a body of believers, which I myself have fallen into in the past, you know, where it says here, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, unless any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And it highlighted to me, you know, our hearts, you know, in the Greek, it means to be hardened, you know, to be spiritually ignorant, you know, of God's will. We are going to be spiritually ignorant of God's will, and we are going to fall for the trap, you know, that sin presents us if we are not a part of a body of believers who, as it says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, I'm just getting it here so I can read it for you, who do as it says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for spiritual instruction and instruction to righteousness, that the man of God may, or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that is something that we miss out on when we are not a part of a body of believers. We miss out not just on the encouragement, but on the instruction for righteousness, on that correction, that speaking the truth in love, that ability to grow. Because let's face it, you know, growth is not comfortable, but if something doesn't grow, it dies. And if we feel, you know, and this is really an encouragement to guys, no condemnation, because the Holy Spirit doesn't ever condemn, he only convicts, you know, gentle conviction, you know, that if we aren't part of a body of believers who do these things, you know, who exhort us, who encourage us, who comfort us, who, you know, correct us gently in love, if we aren't part of a body of these believers, we are going to fall for the deceitfulness of sin and fall into the trap, so that we aren't just spiritually blind to what God wants, to what God's will is for our life, but, you know, so that we are also, you know, spiritually stagnant and not growing. And a note here that I noted is that sin can present itself as attractive, as pleasurable, or as fulfilling in the moment, but in reality it leads to spiritual harm and separation from God. And that is something, you know, that we as believers need to be wary of, you know. And this is something that when we are part of a body of believers, it really helps us to not just understand what God's will is, but to understand, to grow in our faith and to understand what is pleasing to God. So guys, and as hard as it is, if you feel, you know, that you do not want to be a part of any body of believers, you know, you don't want to go to church, much rather go it alone, let me tell you this today. When one walks alone, one is easier to be picked on, to be picked off. It's easier for the devil to attack us because he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking for those whom he may devour. But as it says in scripture, you know, if one can set 1,000 to flight, how much more can two set 10,000 to flight? And this is really just not just about that, as it says in scripture, you know, that silver, a threefold cord that's not easily broken, but it is about, you know, having someone when you go through good times and bad times to be there for you. And I just really pray for you guys and appeal to you, you know, that you ask the Lord, Lord, show me where I can find a body of believers, you know, who will do, as it says in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, they will instruct me, give me instruction for righteousness. They will reprove me. They will correct me in love and gentleness. Ask the Lord, because he is more than willing to give that to you. And also, if you find yourself in offense, I just pray, you know, that as it says in 1 John 4 verse 19, that God himself reminds you of how much you are loved, because it is when we realize how much he loves us that we are able to love others as well. And it's when we are in that space of knowing that we are provided for, knowing that we are seen, that God is able, you know, not just to wash us clean from any hurt, anything else that's not seemly towards him, but is able to wash us clean from offense. So hope this message has blessed you. Hope, you know, God cleanses you, and praying that and decreeing and declaring that God cleanses you of anything which is not of him, and that includes offense too. But go therefore in the grace of God and find yourself. Be encouraged that God will provide you with a body of believers, because he's a good God that doesn't want people to be alone, because as it says in the Bible, it is not good for man to be alone. Hallelujah. Be blessed, guys, and I hope this message has blessed you. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found it insightful. To hear more Christ-centered, Bible-based, identity-affirming content, make sure to like, comment your thoughts, suggestions, what you'd like to see next, etc. Share with your friends and subscribe to our podcast, Warriors of Love Ministries, available on all major podcasting platforms.